Next case, please.
The next application is 11,922. Hans Fab seeks a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-42B and 115-181B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Swan Drive, approximately 122 feet from the corner of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37787 Swan Drive, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.20, parcel 57.01. Specifically, he's requesting an 8.5-foot variance and a 6-foot variance for the side yard. Received no letters in opposition, no mail letters in support, and 2 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Hans Fab, Street 507 Twin Brook Avenue, Elmhurst Mills, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Sure.
Thank you.
Good evening.
How are you?
Just fine.
Good. I guess I'm going to repeat a lot of what the other lady said. Okay. The property's only 40 foot wide, okay, and what was on there was a single wide home. And it, with having the setbacks that they want, you can't put a, I'm only trying to put a 24 foot wide home on there, and I need the variance for, to get that on there, as well as have some space left over to park a car or a truck. Okay. Again, as you guys already know, the lot's narrow, and it just can't be developed with any type of a home unless we do the variance. Okay. So far as the characteristics of the neighborhood, okay, that's not going to alter it. Matter of fact, I made a point of riding through there today, and on my street alone, there's five of the same type of variances. Okay, and I want to, like I said, basically, we're going to replace the single existing wide, which is beyond repair, with a new home. And that's what I'm after. Now, the only question I had, did I hear you say a 6-foot wide variance?
It's a 6-foot variance for the side yard.
I was going for 5 feet.
The two variances that are noted here are 6-foot side yard variance on the north side for the home, and an 8.5-foot variance on that same side for the HVAC unit. I don't know if you've got any others, Ms. Cornwell. Or...
Nope, that's what we have.
I don't know how that happened. It's for a 5-foot variance on the one side.
Would you like to see the survey?
The survey, it says 1-foot wide buffer for potential installation error.
Looks to me like the home is likely going to be 5 feet, but they put, at least for the survey purposes, that one foot buffer Mr. Mills referenced in the event that the home wasn't placed exactly right.
But it is set up for a 5 foot. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, the survey that we've got shows 4 foot from the property line
right
to the edge of that buffer area. So, yeah, I mean, in theory, the home would be 5 feet.
Okay, I didn't want to.
Is this going to be a stick-built home or a manufactured home?
Manufactured home.
Okay, so they're requesting, it looks like the manufactured home provider is looking for a 1-foot buffer in case they don't set it exactly 5 feet from the property line.
Okay.
Which is not usual. Usually, you got to get it right, but... Are you saying that they don't need that buffer? That they're supposed to put it 5 feet from the property line?
5 feet. 5 feet is what I'm asking you for.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is I'll make sure that the guy with the foundation guy, because if the foundation is set 5 feet from the property line, that's the only place you can set the house, right?
Exactly.
So the guy who we're dependent upon to do that right is the foundation guy.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Sure.
I mean, you know, sometimes there is a circumstance where you need a buffer because you're not sure of things, but if it's just because you're not sure you can set the home properly, then yeah,
right.
You need to get it right, right?
Right.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. Okay?
Sounds good.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
If I wanted 4 foot, I mean, it's not rocket science, but at the same time, they're working off of a blueprint.
Right.
And you follow the blueprint. This is the boundary line. You come 5 feet from the boundary line, and that's where it's got to be.
I'm with you.
I don't think we get a foot play.
No, right, right. Especially on a 40-foot wide lot.
Right.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. Are there questions from members of the board?
Questions?
You mentioned it's manufactured home, so I presume it's one story?
No, it's not a manufactured home. It's a modular.
Modular.
Okay, and it has a second floor on it.
Yep.
It through the pitch of the roof. But there's no outside access to the second floor. The access to the second floor is on the inside.
Have you looked at moving the HVAC?
I asked them about that, and that was the side that I guess it's, how do I say this? I guess that's the side that they
prefer.
Yeah, I guess that's the word, prefer or set
for
up.
The, like the blueprints, that's where
right.
It fits.
Right.
Okay. Do you have any flooding problems on that lot?
I'm going to set it as a flood set. Okay, the surveyor said that I was like within 2 inches of not, and I've never, ever, even that, I don't know, years ago you had that storm, Nada. Supposedly it's one of the highest lots in the whole development.
Have you had any discussions with your neighbors about it?
Yeah.
What's their position on this?
Get rid of what I got and build a house.
So they support what you're doing?
Oh, yeah.
Did you look at any other options as far as a home that would fit or not encroach as much, or is this kind of the smallest
that's
you could find?
Small as out, you know.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
So, sir, if we're reducing your variance for your home from a 4 foot variance to a 5 foot, can we reduce the other variance for the HVAC from 8.5 to 7.5?
But the HVAC is on the 5 foot side.
That's correct. But you're requesting an 8.5 foot variance. So if we're going to
on what?
You're requesting that the AC unit be 1.5 feet from the property lines.
Okay. Okay. I got you.
So yeah. So being you don't need the 4 foot variance, you need or the greater variance, you only need the 5 foot variance. Do you still need that much variance for the AC?
The AC would be sitting, I'm just using this as a number, okay? If your house is 5 feet from the property line and your AC unit for conversation's sake is 3 foot wide, then that would set 2 feet inside the property line.
Plus any space that might be required between it and the house.
It looks like
so a foot and a half is probably correct.
Yeah.
It looks like they're giving you 3.5 feet from the house to the edge of that HVAC on the survey.
Okay.
Because the AC, you don't set the AC unit
dead up against the house. I got you. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I mean, I rode around today and I got, I think it was like 15 different houses with the same, as a matter of fact, there's one that I was like puzzled, and maybe they got what you think I was asking for, 4 feet. I'm happy with 5.
Yeah, typically it's 5. Okay.
So just to confirm, it looks like we're, what you're seeking is a 5-foot variance on the side for the house and 8.5-foot variance on the side for the HVAC.
I guess. I'm
that should be less, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it should.
What I'm saying.
No.
Yeah.
What he was saying was the AC unit is typically 3 feet, so 5 minus 3 leaves 2 feet, and then it's not against the house. So a foot and a half would be sufficient.
It looks like
eight point five foot variance.
It looks like when I look at the survey, Mr. Workman, the line for the HVAC system butts right up to the house. It doesn't butt up to the buffer.
Okay.
So if 3.5 feet is about the appropriate width of that, which it sounds like it is from the applicant's testimony, then that 1.5 feet would be the appropriate distance there.
Okay, because it is going, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't go to the buffer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that question too when I looked at it.
Yeah, okay.
So are we straight?
You're the boss.
Okay, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve case number 11,922 for an 8.5-foot side yard variance for the HVAC and a 5-foot variance for the home. The uniqueness of the lot is that it's only 40 feet wide, as we've had many in the development in previous times that have a need for variances. I believe it enables reasonable use to allow the lot to be developed. It wasn't created by the applicant because of the lot size and the way the the property was laid out years ago. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Is there a second?
Second.
So by roll call vote, Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 3-0, case number 11,922 is approved.
Thank you.